October is a magical month. The Cantata by Carl Orff, based on 24 poems from medieval collections called Carmina Burana, part of the Latin inscription, says, to be sung with musical instruments and magical images. So let's find out what some of those magical images are, because there is a world premiere performance coming up this weekend of the Kansas City Ballet performing a choreographed Carmina Burana and some other pieces as well. We'll talk now with Ramona Pansegrau, who is the music director and conductor of the Kansas City Ballet. Hello, Ramona.
Hello, Cordelia. How are you?
Doing great. Excited about this premiere.
Oh, me too.
Tell us
Looking
all about
forward.
It.
Well, we opened this weekend. It's a triple bill, which means there are actually three works on the program. I'll talk about the first two in a little bit, but the main one that I think everyone's really excited about is Carmina Burana. It's a brand new production, brand new choreography, lighting, sets, design. Of course, the music isn't brand new. We'll be playing the full score of Carmina. I have the Kansas City Symphony Chorus on stage. I have three wonderful vocal soloists and, of course, the Kansas City Symphony and, obviously, the Kansas City Ballet. So it's big combined forces of the arts organizations in Kansas City. Just a little bit about the production. The choreographer is Adam Hoagland. It's his first Carmina. People who saw us do Rite of Spring a few years ago, same choreographer, and he is very, very excited to dive into this work. What's so wonderful about it for us is that this is the way that Carl Orff meant it to be heard and seen. And you're right about the magical images. We'll have plenty of those on stage. But he saw it as a collaboration work, a big work that included sights and sounds all together. So this is how it was intended to be experienced, and we're going to be bringing you the combined forces of all these organizations to make a wonderful, wonderful musical experience. Other two pieces on the program I just will tell you about briefly. The first one is called Tulips and Lobster, which is a very interesting title, but it's about the era in the Netherlands and where there was a great rage over tulips. Tulip bulbs were selling for the price of somebody's entire fortune. And so the ballet is a little bit tongue-in-cheek talking about the tulip craze, as well as perhaps there's a random lobster in there somewhere. The music is all Baroque. It is music of Purcell, Vivaldi, Lambert, and Albinoni. I have wonderful vocal soloist Sarah Tannehill Anderson, who will be singing the Lambert aria that's in the work. She's also the soprano soloist for Carmina. My other two soloists for Carmina, by the way, are Daniel Hansen and Armando Contreras. So, wonderful combination of soloists. I also have an embarrassment of riches with soloists in the Tulips and Lobster piece. There are three concerto movements in the work, and so I'll have Anne Bilderbach playing the Vivaldi bassoon concerto, Kristen Nilsson playing the oboe concerto movement from one of Vivaldi's concertos, and then, of course, Sarah singing. So very much wonderful musical evening as well as balletic evening to experience. Pedal, which will be the middle work, is actually performed to recording, but it's the music of Thomas Newman of the Newman Dynasty. People may know of Alfred Newman, who wrote, I think he had 9 Academy Awards for his film scoring, and this is his son. So we have that, and it's paired with some Philip Glass works. So very varied evening of music, very varied evening of dance. None of the pieces look alike, so you're in for a treat.
Well, that sounds like music from just all kinds of centuries then.
Yes, it's really fun to have that experience with the symphony and interpret music from different eras, different centuries, and how they handle that. It's really wonderful to have them with us in the pit.
This sounds so exciting. So it'll be the Kansas City Symphony and the Kansas City Symphony Chorus and the Kansas City Ballet.
Yes.
And it'll be at the Kauffman Center, and the performances run through October 11th through the 20th.
Yes.
And it sounds like very exciting, very, it just sounds like a wonderful spectacle of just almost every aspect of the arts.
We're really looking forward to it. And of course, right now is a really exciting time for us. When you do a world premiere, you're never quite sure what it will look like. You have the vision of the people that are obviously creating it, the choreographer, the set designer, the lighting designer, the costume people. But until we get it all on stage at the same time, we never really know how it works. So I'm really looking forward to that. My first big combined rehearsal is tomorrow, putting the pieces together. And by Friday, it'll be a fantastic experience for everyone.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. I'll be there opening night.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ramona. Ramona Panzagrau is the music director and the conductor of the Kansas City Ballet. Thanks so much for talking with us.
You're so welcome.